What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And last week we were talking about this strange situation where the U.S. government deployed troops to Gabon in Africa, which is right next door to the Republic of the Congo, which is right now got an Ebola problem. And the story back then was that the U.S. troops were being pre-positioned in case the people of the Congo were unhappy with the results of a recent election, which has not yet been announced. And my concerns were twofold. First of all, the possibility of Americans being exposed to Ebola and returning to the United States before they became symptomatic. My second concern was, how does it come to be that the United States seems concerned that the people of the Congo are not going to like the results of an election before those election results are announced? Well, now it turns on out that just a few days after the U.S. troops arrived in Gabon, there's a military coup, and apparently it's still underway. Gee, how did the U.S. know there was going to be a military coup in Gabon? Just amazing. They must have a crystal ball. The U.S. is building two new air bases in Africa, one in Somalia and one in Niger. And Niger Air Base 201 will be a hub for armed drones and other aircraft. Was supposed to be completed this year. It's like everything else done by the government, it's behind schedule and over budget. Apparently, Air Base 201 will eventually house the U.S. armed drone mission in Niger that is currently operating out of Niger's capital city. All right, an article here on the Saker. And we've seen this coming. The new great game on the roof of the world. And what this has to do is the revelation that there are vast reserves of oil and gas underneath the abyssal plains in the Arctic. And so the countries that border the Arctic are trying to basically say, these are our territorial waters. You know, forget about 12-mile limit and everything else is international. They want to carve up that polar cap. Now, to me, it would make sense that those nations that are near the North Pole, you take their easternmost latitude, longitude, their westernmost longitude, and you simply follow them up to the North Pole, and that little pie-shaped piece of the ocean, that's their territorial waters for exploitation. But apparently, those nations that don't have the kind of coastlines that, say, oh, Canada and the Soviet Union have, are feeling a little bit left out. So now there's a lot of dancing around here. And they're seriously talking about major naval warfare in the Arctic. Now, Russia's going to have the advantage there because they spend a lot of time in the Arctic for commercial purposes. They do a lot of shipping along the northern coast of Russia during the summer and even sometimes during the winter. They build the best icebreakers in the world. Some of them are nuclear powered, and they're amazing ships. But again, it's another fight over another resource-rich area of the world. I have this really radical idea. When you look at the $5 trillion that the United States has already spent on all of these wars all over the world, and just stop for a moment and think, had that $5 trillion been put into a project to develop alternative sources of energy, for example, clean fusion power that would in turn use electrolysis to separate ocean water from hydrogen from oxygen, just let the oxygen go up in the air. It's so we can all breathe. The hydrogen is used as a fuel. It only cost $100 billion to go to the moon. $5 trillion. Just think, what could have been accomplished with that in pure research, especially with international cooperation? But no, let's just go on out and just club each other to death here, because there's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons. We want to have weapons because it makes us feel good. We get excited. We get too missing. We're, you know, look at this gun. I got a really big gun. As opposed to the guy in the white lab coat. I have a test tube. I got a test tube here, and it's really interesting. Getting into the economic news, the national debt rose to $21.974 trillion at the end of 2018. Public debt increased to 78% of the gross domestic product at the end of 2018, the highest percentage since 1950. That's before I was born, and I'm an old guy. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. One of the big areas where our economy is in serious trouble is student loan debt, which now stands at an aggregate of $1.2 trillion with a T. And it is crippling the economy. It is crippling these students. Higher education got turned into a racket. In my day, you went to college, you learned electronic engineering, or you learned math, or you learned something that would get you a high-paying job. Today, you go to college, and you get women's studies and transgender studies and art history and various other things. And you're lured to college with the promise that whatever your major is, whatever you study, whatever snowflake curriculum you decide for yourself, there will be a high-paying job waiting for you after graduation. So go on and just borrow all the money you need to go to school and have a really good time. And then, of course, these people are graduating. The jobs are not there. How many art history majors can one society absorb? And even those who studied engineering and computer science and so forth, they're having trouble because all those jobs are getting offshored to other countries. And so now they're stuck. They have a degree, and they have a huge student loan debt, and they're having to work in fast food restaurants trying to pay it off. And many of them are having to stay at home. They can't move away from home. You know, but the bankers got that debt hook into them good and hard, and that's all that really counts. That's what the whole exercise was for, because, you know, good debt makes for a good slave. Now, Generation Z appears to have learned from the millennials, and college enrollments are way, way down. And it's basically the pushback. Generation Z is going to be a very pragmatic, practical population. I mean, millennials turn their noses up at the idea of fixing somebody's toilet or installing an elevator or cleaning a patient's teeth. Instead, they wanted majors in lesbian dance, theory, gender studies, and how white people and Western civilization destroyed the world, which they can't get a job doing. So Generation Z has learned from that. They're going right out into the world. And economists have already shown people who enter the labor market right out of high school are generally much better off economically than the average college graduate today. All righty, we have a caller on the line, Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I liked what you said about that $5 trillion that I guess the United States has spent on war. I kind of think that number's a little low, but I think it's probably a lot higher.
That's just on the last war since Afghanistan. It's not taking into account what they spent on World War One or World War Two or Vietnam or any of these others.
Yeah, I'm suspecting that's going to get close to your national debt at that point. You know, Mike, When you were saying that, I mean, two things hit me. Was one, you know, that number is probably low, and then that David Rockefeller or David Rothschild tweet about telling Donald Trump to, you know, shut the blah 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 up. You know, these are the people that are actually running the world, and they don't want competition. Obviously, right? I don't really understand their logic. They want destruction, and you know, they just want control, and they're using governments and the taxpayer to do it for them. That's what it seems to me. They're not actually. They don't really have much skin in the game per se, other than they can crash the market. You know what? From that tweet that David Rockefeller put out, it sounds to me like that's exactly what has to happen in order to stop these fiends. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. I mean, as long as the control of the money supply is in private hands, we are their slaves. And that's exactly why they set it up. The private central banks are not about money. They're not about economy. They're not about helping the nation and its people. It is about enslaving governments and enslaving people to the masters, the bankers. And again, going back to the history of the French Revolution, before the nobility and Marie Antoinette and Louis XVI got their trips to the guillotine, the French Revolution targeted the bankers because they understood who were the grassroots level tools of the oppressors. It was the banks.
Yeah. Marianne Le Pen also knew that as well.
Yes.
You know, just from what I read about her. And of course, you know, she was picked up and she had some psychiatric exam done via the state, if I'm not mistaken. I think I read that on your website.
Yeah, they did that
so
just
there
to discredit
her.
It's an old trick the Soviet Union used to use. If there was somebody who was out there that challenged the status quo and people were starting to listen to them, put them in a nut house. They're insane. Everything they said was insane, and it was a way of basically disconnecting them from society. And that's exactly what they did to Marine Le Pen.
Yes. Yes. They're doing it in incrementally, but they're also kind of doing it to everyone with the social media. And, you know, in China, they have that social credit score. And I heard that that's moving elsewhere. And, you know, it's all, you know, when you really think about how things really are and what's going on in the world, it's not hard to see what the end game is. I mean, we know what the end game is. You've been talking about it for years. And I wish people, you know, would just smarten up, cut up their credit cards, get out of debt. I mean, I don't even care if they pay off the credit cards, Mike, because it'd be better if they didn't. They're not legally, you know, is responsible to pay off credit cards. And that would crash the system even quicker. And it would be a good thing.
I'm not. You know, I think it's better that you try and pay off your credit cards. And the way you do that is you live a more austere life. You don't buy fancy clothes. You don't take expensive vacations. You don't drive expensive cars. Just every penny that comes into your hand goes down on those loans and credit cards to just try and pay them all off. Because when the crash comes, if you read those little credit card and loan contracts, your creditor has the right to come in and demand the full outstanding balance right there and then. For example, if you still owe, $40,000 on your house, they're going to come on in and say, we want the $40,000. And you're going to say, I don't have that. And they're going to say, well, that's fine. We're going to take the house. So it's going to get very, very ugly. We've seen these abuses before. We saw them during the crash in 1929. It's the way the bankers like to operate. Have you ever seen the classic melodrama where the villain's got the black cape and the black top hat and the mustache, and he's always in there screaming about, you know, the mortgage, the mortgage? Well, that stereotypical image is based on a very harsh reality of what was going on in during many times of this country's history. During the we talk about the Great Depression. It wasn't the only one. There's always been this cycle of growth and contraction, growth and contraction. It's like a giant heartbeat that pumps the real wealth of the nation and its people into the pockets of the bankers.
And eventually into the pockets of the rich people.
Yes.
But, you know, I wasn't saying, you know, people shouldn't pay their bills. I'm just saying cut them up, cut up those credit cards, get out of debt. Just get out of debt, because it's easier to save than it is to pay interest-bearing debt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, I haven't been in debt in, well, I'm going on 3 decades now, because when I was younger, I was fucking, well, pardon me, I was really foolish. I should let you go, Mike. I should not have said that. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have. Thank you for catching yourself on there. I don't think you got to the second syllable here. But before you go, you know, you're talking about it. Brought back a memory. In my last year of college, as we were getting closer to the end of the year, there were actually tables that were set up on the quad by credit card companies, where they were just getting the students to come on in and just sign them on up. Get them onto that plastic just as quickly as they could.
Yep. Get them onto the interest-paying gravy train.
Yep.
Anyway, Mike, I'm sorry I let that slip. But when I was young, I was a little foolish, you know, when it came to cash. I think a lot of people were. You think it comes in and, it, you know, forever, right? And then the economy starts to change and things change. And, you know, you get older and you break down and now you're not, you know. It's an old story. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Al. Well, you know, if you really think about it, our society encourages people to be foolish with their money because that makes it easier for them to be looted by credit card companies, by, you know, the banks, by mass marketing campaigns. The people who are at the top of these corporations and government, all you are to them is a money machine, or secondarily to breed new workers and new soldiers. But that's it. It's getting the money out of you. That's all they really care about. And you can see that from the fact that so many dangerous, bad products are being marketed to us today. And as long as they make money, that's all that really matters. So people are getting sick and people are dying. Yeah, there's too many people out there anyway. All right, let's grab another phone call here. Gary in Arkansas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, about credit cards. I don't have a credit card. I have a debit card. So if the money's not in the bank, you don't buy anything. But I had a friend of mine that had somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 on his credit card. And I had him, they turned it over for collection. I said, let it go into collection. And when it went into collection, they talked to him, and then he said, here's my financial advisor. And so I got on the phone, and I explained to them they've got no skin in the game, that there's no contract between the credit card company or this collection company and my friend. And if you don't believe me, you better get a hold of your supervisor. So he did and called back, and he said, man, where did this guy get all this information he had? He's exactly right. So it would just
okay,
went
well,
away.
Gary, you know, I don't want to have bad information or bad recommendations going out over this radio show. There doesn't have to be a contractual arrangement between the credit card company and the collection agency. The collection agency literally buys the debt from the credit card company. And at that point, the credit card company is done with that.
I understand that, but it's not legal, and they went away.
I think that's bad advice here. In any event, if you have any plans for the future, you do want to try and maintain good credit. Just don't get reckless with it. Gary, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And still talking about the economic news, Sears Holding Corporation is readying plans for a liquidation after Chairman Lampert's bid to pull approximately 425 stores out of bankruptcy was rejected. Lampert offered a $4.6 billion package backed by lenders, Bank of America and Citigroup, as well as a new participant in the deal, the Royal Bank of Canada. And the three institutions offered to provide a $950 million asset-backed loan and a $350 million revolving line of credit to back Lampert's bid, which would have secured the jobs of roughly 50,000 workers out of the company's current 68,000. But apparently, according to Bloomberg, there were gaps in Lampert's financing package, and the plan would not have provided enough cash to cover the bankruptcy-related cost. It also undervalued inventory and other assets compared to what liquidators were promising to pay. So it looks like another iconic, historic indeed, American retailer is about to bite the dust. And they're going to point their fingers at online retailers and, oh, it's this fault and that fault, and they changed the highway. It's a very simple fact. we, the consumers, can't consume anymore. We don't have that kind of money. We live in a society where whatever wages and salaries we can trade our labor for are just barely enough to feed our families with and keep a roof over our head. We don't have anything left over. The numbers are coming in from the last holiday shopping season, and despite all those early assurances, you know, right after Black Friday, when the corporate media was saying, oh, it's going to be a great shopping season, get on down there and start buying before all the good things are gone, it was not good at all. And Sears may not be the only iconic retailer we're going to lose this year. I'm having a hard time figuring out what's going on with our foreign policy toward China. Or maybe what we're seeing is a repeat of what's going on with Syria. Trump is trying to do one thing, and the people around him are taking it upon themselves to do something else. Because there is a U.S. delegation led by senior trade officials. They've arrived in Beijing earlier today to begin the first round of in-person talks to resolve the U.S.-China trade war. But at the same time, the U.S. has carried out its latest freedom of navigation operation in the South China Sea. At least this time, there wasn't a near collision with a Chinese ship. So on one hand, you're there trying to get China to cooperate with U.S. trade policy. And at the same time, you're poking the dragon in the South China Sea along with Taiwan, because the U.S. is out there openly supporting Taiwan's independence. And China does not like that as well. In fact, Xi Jinping's Taiwan comments are seen as likely to scuttle the talks. So basically, on a speech last Wednesday to mark the 40th anniversary of Beijing's call to end military confrontation across the Taiwan Strait, Xi Jinping said the two sides should begin talks on reunification. Taiwan is saying, no way, not going to happen. Three ex-Credit Suisse bankers and an ex-minister have been arrested over a $2 billion loan fraud. This was a large-scale credit fraud that ruined the economy of Mozambique in 2016. This is how bankers think. So what if we wreck a country? So what if all the people are in starvation? We got rich, and that's all that really matters. I understand Wolf of Wall Street is going to be coming back onto the cable box real soon, so you might want to watch it. If it's the unedited version, you might want the kids to not be in the room. But these three former Credit Suisse group bankers were arrested in London in connection with a loan fraud scheme that wrecked the economy of Mozambique, according to UK authorities. Andrew Pierce, 49, Sirjan Singh, 44, and Datalina Sabiva, 37, have been charged in a federal court in Brooklyn, New York, and the U.S. is now seeking extradition of the three. The trio are currently out on bail. I hope the British authorities at least told them to surrender their passports. But people who've got that kind of money, they have ways. All righty. Let's see. Okay. Heavy truck orders have tumbled 43% to a two-year low. By that, we're talking about the Class 8 vehicles, the big 18-wheelers, the long-haul heavy-lift trucks. And if people aren't ordering new trucks, it means they don't have anything to ship. That's another bad indicator. We're going to take a break for phone calls, for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got callers waiting in the line. Let's start with John in Arkansas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I'm the one that called you in about a month ago talking about that woman in Georgia who accepted prison PAC money. And I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it or not.
I think I recall getting that one, yes.
Okay, well, I want to talk to you about, you know, everybody on the RBN show always talking about Israel this, Israel that. I got a guest for you, Mike, from Israel. She was on my show about a month ago.
Oh, I did get that. Yes, I did get that email.
Thank you. I love you forever now. You won't regret it, Mike.
All right, I'll look into it. You know, I do want to start having more guests on the program here, and Claire's actually offered to step on in and become my show booker in her copious amounts of free time.
Okay. But I want to just reiterate, another RBN host, we won't name, turned her down. Don't want to hear nothing she got to say. I'm not making
any promises. I mean, I have to look into this person and what they've got to say here. Even though I want to have more guests, doesn't mean I'm going to let just anybody onto the microphone here until I find out more about them. Okay.
Understood.
So, John, thanks an awful lot for the contact. I am looking at it. And let's switch over to Jim in Ohio. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, Mike. I heard your comment about Taiwan, and I'm sure you're well aware of the history of Taiwan and how Chiang Kai-shek had to be exiled to Formosa after World War II when our military establishment helped Mao take over China. So,
yes.
Since our government's been complicit in the expansion of communism worldwide, why would they want to maintain a independent Taiwan? In other words, that's like a playing card they have to use at a later time, or what's the deal?
No, it's about who's controlling those waters in the Western Pacific. If Taiwan reunifies with China, then China has a solid lock on all of the waters in that area. If Taiwan is independent, then China's influence in the maritime area is greatly reduced. And if Taiwan is aligned with the United States of America, then the U.S. can effectively project maritime power to the Western Pacific and have more control over the sea lanes of communication.
But the U.S. policy has enabled China to become a financial powerhouse. So, in other words, they've put them in the position to dominate that region. So are they going to back out? Or
I think it would be more accurate to say that U.S. policy failures allowed China to become the powerhouse that it is, in particular the abandonment of our manufacturing and the offshoring of our jobs. China... You know, if you look at China's history going back thousands of years, they're innovative. They like to build things and they're a manufacturing powerhouse. Now, the U.S. didn't say we're going to make China this very wealthy manufacturing powerhouse. What U.S. policy, very short-sighted, did was to say, well, we, the United States, we have control of the world's global currency, so we don't need to worry about manufacturing or anything like that. But as more and more countries turn away from using the U.S. dollar, it's reaching a crisis point. And that's why we've got people over at the Pentagon out there saying, you know, the big problem is China, 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 China. Because, yes, China right now is an economic threat to the United States. It's a big part of this whole trade war situation, which may be another reason why we're seeing this almost Jekyll and Hyde schizophrenic attitude of trying to talk to China about ending the trade war. At the same time, they're supporting Taiwanese independence and sending ships and airplanes through those islands in the South China Sea.
Well, in other words, your theory is that our government has been a failure in their policies, but you give them the benefit of the doubt that they're working in for the best interests of our country, where I take the position that this was all planned, and they're not that stupid. They know what the results of their actions are going to be. They didn't get to be in positions of power by being stupid. So, I think it was planned. I think this is all part of their end-game scenario.
I think there were plans. There are always plans, but the plans don't work out. And I think what the situation is that a lot of these people who are in these positions of powers, they're doing what is in their own best personal interest, not that of the country and the American people. What they want to do is basically get everything working to make themselves more wealthy and more powerful. But sometimes it breaks down. And I think that's what's happened here, is that all the planning that the U.S. And don't forget, the U.S.'s government is not a monolithic, unified structure. What just happened in Syria with Bolton and Pompeo and Jeffrey versus Trump is showing that our government is badly, badly factionalized. And so you're going to have this one group over here that's got this agenda relative to China. You're going to have this other group over here that has a different agenda relative to China. And from that, we're seeing this schizophrenic behavior. But without a unified foreign policy, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult to accomplish anything positive, which is why we do seem to be headed to a period of open conflict with China.
I just saw a video on YouTube that there's actually a mass exodus of Westerners from China because China is making it more difficult to for Westerners to obtain a visa there. And these are people that have married into the Chinese society and that are heavily invested in businesses there. So, you know, there's a purge going on right now.
Well, that's what we're being told. But again, we need to be very, very careful because you go back and look at the history of every time the United States wanted to go after some kind of a nation preceding the hostilities, there was always propaganda to demonize them, to make them look like they were bad people, to seduce the American public into saying, well, yeah, I'm opposed to war, but really, you know, they kind of deserve it. We saw that kind of demonization of Germany, both before World War I and World War II. We saw that kind of demonization of Japan before World War II. We saw that kind of demonization about Assad before going into Syria. And if they're really thinking about a confrontation with China, we can expect all kinds of negative propaganda about China, just as we're seeing negative propaganda about Russia. You have to be very, you have to be a very critical thinker and ask, does this really make sense? Would China adopt a policy that's going to drive Westerners, many of whom are key players in their growing industries, out of the country? One of the reasons China has become a manufacturing powerhouse is they have succeeded in luring a lot of American engineers and manufacturing experts to move to China because there was no place for them to really do what they did here in the United States.
Well, I understand that, but you still have the same regime in power that murdered 60 million of its citizens to maintain their power. So, you know, these people are not nice people.
I think that happened before the current government was even alive. Again, we have to be very, very careful. And you know something? Governments can change their mind about stuff. They can decide, hey, murdering our own people was a bad thing to do. We need the labor force. I mean, China just recently rescinded the one-child policy or two-child policy. And because they need more workers. And yes, there's a lot of robotics, but there's a lot of things robots won't do. Anyway, listen, Jim, we're going to let you go. And thank you very much for the phone call. All righty. Now, end of this month, the price of a forever stamp, the first class postage, will rise from 50 cents to 55 cents. And this despite the rather abysmal quality of the Postal Service. And for somebody of my age, it's a bit of a shock. Because I remember when I was a kid, the price of a first-class stamp was just pennies. Just pennies here. Now, outgoing Democratic California Governor Jerry Brown, Governor Moonbeam is finally fading into history, basically came on out declaring that Officer Ronald Singh's death had nothing to do with the state's sanctuary laws, even though, of course, that Corporal Singh had been killed by an illegal immigrant who had been shielded from federal immigration authorities by California's SB 54. But Brown is out there saying, oh, no, had nothing to do with it. Just trust us, had nothing to do with it. Because if we'd been allowing immigration to do their job, this guy would still have been there and he still would have shot the police officer. It's just no difference at all. They're still trying to protect that open borders situation as more and more people gets very, very angry about this. You want to talk about a difference, okay? Germany, which was leading the way for mass migration to Europe, has now started a program to bribe these migrants to go back home. And they're basically, the campaign is called Your Country, Your Future Now. And they've got billboards in seven languages across 2,500 locations across 80 German cities. And the deal is, if these migrants will go back to their home countries, Germany will pay their rent for the first year. They're back home. So what a hugely expensive experiment this has been for the taxpayers of Germany to first have the migrants flood on in, cause all kinds of mayhem, crime, destruction, living off the social net, and now they're going to have to pay to get them to go back home. Think of how much money would have been saved if the borders would have been kept closed. George. So that's where Angela Merkel's policy has led. Let them all in. Let them trash the place. Get all kinds of free stuff. Now they're going to pay them to leave. Over in Great Britain, another illegal migrant who is a suspected drug dealer, cocaine and heroin, was caught roving the streets with an axe and a meat cleaver. Apparently, this guy, a 25-year-old Albanian, was arrested on suspicion of drug trafficking back in April. And police released this guy without charge pending investigation and lost track of him, despite his status as an illegal migrant who was not supposed to be allowed to stay in the country. How is this all working out for you? So they basically found him wandering around the streets with an axe and a meat cleaver. That's what open borders has brought. Okay, a lot of people got caught up in this. It turned out to be a huge embarrassment, and it began with this tragic, deadly shooting of a 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes. And she was this poor girl down in Houston. She was shot dead. And somebody came on out there and said, the main suspect is a white supremacist. And the media went nuts. Even some of the independent media got caught up on this. Basically would say, oh, white supremacist murders black 7-year-old Houston girl. And everybody just went totally nuts with it. It turned out it was two black guys shooting into this car full of girls. Well, it's still shocking, right? We should still be outraged. No, everybody's kind of going silent on this one. Because we're only interested when we've got a white killer against a black victim, because that we can exploit. That we can use to fan the flames of racism and get some good riots going. We don't want to report on black crime. That's not newsworthy. Who cares? Let's go and find out what's Kim Kardashian doing right now. Don't give me this black on black crime here. Down in Virginia, their Democratic governor has unveiled a new anti-gun package targeting citizens' rights. And these are the most radical gun control proposals the state has ever seen. It includes their version of the red flag law, which is what they're calling, they call it an extreme risk protection order, which allows police to take away a person's guns without due process. And unfortunately, in enforcing it, they've already killed some gun owners. Now, groups like Gun Owners of America call these laws gun confiscation orders. Police go to a secret court to get the order. The gun owner is not present. He's not even aware the police are seeking the authority to take away the guns. And the burden of proof for one of these emergency risk protection orders is low. All that needs to happen is a neighbor or a family member to decide to go to the police and say, I think this gun owner is a threat to themselves or others. And it's going to cost the gun owner thousands of dollars in legal fees to try and get his gun back and restore his constitutionally protected right. Now, think how this can be abused. Let's say this guy who's a gun collector and he's peaceful and law-abiding, and he's got a girlfriend, and they have an argument and they break up. And then they fit of pique, she goes to the police station and say, oh, he's talking about taking his guns and shooting up a school. And the police go and take this guy's gun collection. Without due process, these kind of abuses are going to happen. I guarantee it. It will be there. ex-wives, somebody, you win the young lady away from some other guy, and the guy goes and says he's a gun nut. You're handing the means to inflict damage on law-abiding gun owners to people who are not gun owners themselves or who could care less. It's just another way to harm those they have a beef with impunity. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. We're going to be back with our last segment after these few words. Okay, I'm not hearing music yet. Okay. Oh, there it is. All right. We'll be back after these.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to get a look at human-caused global warming because, my goodness, it is definitely global warming out there. They had the first international extreme marathon race in Russia's Oymyakon. The temperature was at 52 degrees below zero Celsius. That is cold. Moderate to heavy snow heading into the Northland. This is in Minnesota, Wisconsin. and a winter weather advisory is coming on in. It is really heavy over in Europe. They've got a winter storm. It lasted an entire week. It's brought massive amounts of snow, with southern Germany and Austria getting slammed with the greatest amounts. Apparently, it's causing accidents. One person was killed when a vehicle skidded on a slick road and struck another near the town of Bad Tolls. A woman was part of a group visiting Teisenberg Mountain, was killed in an avalanche. Now, there was a huge avalanche that literally reached from Germany into Italy, and that one killed seven people. Apparently, heavy snow has stranded 2,000 travelers at the airport in Hokkaido, Japan. So it's really heavy over there. So it's definitely here. My goodness, off in the distance, I can hear Al Gore wailing. Now, one of the points that the global warming people were always pushing was that there had never been such a rapid acceleration of temperature in Earth's history. Well, as it turns out, researchers at the Friedrich Alexander Universität Erlangen-Nuremberg in the latest edition of the journal Nature Communications, basically saying that temperature changes today are no more rapid or slow than they were millions of years ago. But then that's how the global warming scam got going. Politicians saw something that was happening naturally. They declared it a crisis, and then they offered to sell you a solution. And back in the 1990s, when this whole thing got started, the Earth was in a warming cycle. And so they came up with this human-caused global warming, and they got lots of money, and they got the media on board, and they're out there pushing for carbon tax and a global environmental authority. Then Mother Nature fooled them. At the end of the 1990s, the temperature started to drop, and rather than say, oh, the problem is solved, we can go back and do something else. No, they kept it going, and they covered up the fact that the Earth was cooling. That's where Hide the Decline came from. You want to talk about a big con job? Anybody who says there's no such thing as a wide-ranging conspiracy to defraud ordinary people, we've got one. Staked out on the ground, naked for you to study and learn from. It was all the government agencies, Al Gore, corporate media, who all got together and said, we're going to scare the people of planet Earth that their activities are broiling the world, and we will get them to give us their money for carbon taxes, and we will trick them into letting us tell them how to live their lives so that they will agree to live with less, so that we can have more. We've heard that refrain before, haven't we? All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure that he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. Talk to them face to face. Bring back the art of the conversation. Postal mail, email, stay off of social media. They're filtering everything right now. Now they're going after pro-gun activists to filter them and deplatform them. Anyway, please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, I tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.